Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. They also provide plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. If you need any of these services, please call 444-7200. Our good friend Carlos Griego will take great care of you. His team at Bosky Heating and Cooling is amazing. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. Again, their number, 444-7200. Hello, Brian Cochran. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm doing great.
As our listeners know, Brian joins us every Friday. We generally have him for a 10-minute update about the markets. And we're not only going to talk about the markets today, Brian. Everybody's kind of nervous about, you know, new president and different administration. Everything's been changing pretty rapidly, so people are worried about their investments. But we're also going to be talking about this prevalence of speculation in the stock market using trading apps. This is going to be take us longer than 10 minutes, Brian.
Yeah, we'll try to cover as much as we can and leave a good full session for what sounds like a great speaker you have coming in, or a great guest coming in behind me here today. But yeah, there's been just a really unusual trend happening in the market right now. I thought we couldn't pass this week without addressing what's been happening with sort of a battle that's unfolding right now between generally inexperienced retail investors. When we say retail investors, that means kind of an average Joe trading stocks either for fun or for financial gain, versus institutional investors, which are your larger fund companies, hedge funds, mutual fund traders, pension plans. These are all institutions that are investing. And there's a bit of a battle waging right now between the two.
Well, Brian, I think that we're about to come up with an app for everything. You know, I'm not bad mouthing any apps, but to me, this would be like having an app, because you need heart surgery and you're just going to let the app tell you what to do. You pretty much need to have a cardiologist involved and a heart surgeon. And I think the same is true with having a certified financial planner like you, John Moore Associates, actually giving advice, taking advantage of expertise in many different areas. But people, these trading apps have become very, very popular. And please comment on how you think those are to use and if it's safe to use their advice to invest.
Yeah. So what we've really seen is just an explosion in the popularity of these different platforms for trading, and they're a lot like many things in life where, you know, like a car can be a great tool to get you from point A to point B. It's a tool that can be used for good purposes, but, you know, if you're not using it properly, if you don't know the rules of the road, if you don't know the risks involved, you can be a danger to yourself and sometimes to others. So that's the way these trading apps are starting to play out. When they first came out, I thought, okay, this will expose people to trading, people who otherwise maybe wouldn't have access to investment markets. And they became popular because they allowed smaller investors who are just getting their start as an investor. It allowed them to trade with small account balances with no cost for buying or selling stocks or funds. So, I mean, it seemed on the surface like a great thing. But as they've played out, they've started to allow and almost encourage bad investor behaviors, the kinds of things that as advisors we're taught to look out for and to coach our clients away from. So they're actually leaning into these bad behaviors, which eventually turns out to be a bad thing for the investor.
Well, and I know I mentioned this on a previous program. I have a number of friends of mine that have used a number of different apps. The one that I hear about all the time these days, and we kind of started off joking around with you when you called in and said, hey, we've all just signed up with Robinhood on our phones. And of course, that was very facetious, because we haven't done that, but you got a good laugh out of it.
Yeah. And again, I have nothing against Robinhood as a tool if it's used properly. But what we're seeing right now, especially this week, is there's been some extremely speculative, almost activist-like behaviors we're seeing from traders that I think people are stepping into some of these trades, and they're not acting like investors. They're acting like gamblers or activists, and I think they don't necessarily understand the risks that come with that type of activity. And my worst fear is that there's maybe people participating in this that are putting funds at risk that they can't afford to lose, money that should be set aside for short-term emergency funds. I saw one story about a guy who was taking a second mortgage with his parents on their house to make more trades. So those types of risks are what we worry about, where people won't just maybe lose a little money and learn a little bit of a lesson, but they actually compromise their financial security and their wellness by taking too much risk in ways they don't understand.
And Brian, I've mentioned to you a couple times, we do quite a bit posting on ABQ Connect on Facebook, and I'm constantly seeing things pop up about investing in Facebook. For example, there's an article called "The Biggest Transfer of Wealth in U.S. History Has Now Begun." And then there's another one, "Move Your Money in 2021." And they all start off with a stark warning about you better take action now, which I think is just a fear tactic. And then they always refer to some person, which I try to Google these names and I find nothing about these people. So again, it's just one of these marketing things that's designed to make people nervous and move money.
Yep. And they prey on fear and greed. And we talked about that a lot during our hour long call last week, where, you know, those emotions can drive us to make sudden rash decisions. So they either prey on your greed, saying that you're missing out, and if you don't buy into this, you're going to miss an opportunity to make a lot of money in a short period. And my counter to that would be Proverbs 13:11, which says, "Wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it." So you don't ever see those ads say, "Hey, let's gain a little bit of money steadily over a long time. Wouldn't that be great?" No, it's always a short-term, immediate gain that you're missing out on if you don't act now. So they prey on that greed, or they prey on your fear and say, "Oh, if you don't do this, you're going to lose everything. You know, there's bad things coming." And we've seen time and time again, I have articles throughout years and years that people send me, the clients send me, that say, "I read this and now I'm really scared, and what should I do?" We just had a client call a couple hours ago. "I don't understand what's going on in the markets, but I want out of everything." And so that's part of our job, is to be standing between people making those emotional decisions and their money, so that they don't make a bad decision. In the end, as advisors, we always have to do what the client wants. But our job is to coach them and educate them into making a better decision for themselves.
Brian, last question for you. I think a lot of people go to some of these trading apps and so forth because they have a perception that that's going to cost them a lot less money. But I think when you really look at the accounting, let's say you start off with an account of $50,000 or $100,000. If you're working with a John Moore Associates person like yourself, you've come up with a plan. It's long term. You should. And again, you can't make guarantees and all this. I don't want to put words in your mouth or say something that would be incorrect. But you're going to come up with a plan, and that plan and the biblical principles that you follow are going to they're going to produce a positive a profit in most cases. And when you look at these trading apps, per trade, you might be saving some nickels, but making a financial mistake is going to cost you a whole lot more money. Is that true?
Exactly. And the value we try to add is, we can't guarantee an outcome of a portfolio, but we can apply good principles. We can help people make better financial decisions. And one of the negatives of these trading apps is they make it seem as if the way people gain wealth is by making the right trades, by buying the right stock. But what we know from our experience, from scripture, from our financial education, is that the way people gain wealth is they make good decisions consistently with their overall finances for a long period of time. They're consistently making the right decision about how they manage debt, about how they manage their taxes, about how much they invest and the ways that they do it. It's not about picking that hot stock and making a lot of money fast. It's about steady, diligent, wise decision making. And if we can help kind of provide guardrails to keep people on the right path, that's our job. It's not about, you know, we're not calling clients every week telling them the next hot stock. That's not the real way that people gain wealth over time. Some people have, but some people have also won the lottery. That doesn't mean winning or buying lottery tickets makes you wealthy. It just means that sometimes people get lucky. And I think what people are seeing now is the prevalence of really more of a gambling speculation behavior. And we've seen this come and go. Every generation has their similar experience with this type of trading, and it always ends up the same. It always ends up with people learning a very expensive lesson about market risk, and sometimes they get so burned that they never come back to investing again.
Brian, thank you, my friend. I hope you have a great weekend, some time with your family, and I'm praying that you don't see a lot of bad weather. That would be amazing, right? Play around with the kids. Thanks, Brian.